The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Well, hello and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez, and I'm doing this quick intro for you because Christy interviewed her cousin Mia this past weekend. I was unavailable as I was in Provincetown, Massachusetts, working at an amazing wedding for Lindsay and Stephanie. And in fact, I think they might be on the show, on a future show. So stay tuned for that, talking all about this wedding because it really was amazing. So like many shows that we have put out there for you, Christy and I have gathered information from our clients, people getting married, people who've already gotten married. And one topic they always discussed with us is the wedding party. How do you choose your wedding party? Who do you choose? Why should you choose them? And what are their responsibilities? And so we thought we should just devote a whole episode to just that. Lastly, before I let you go, I want to thank our sponsor for this episode, Manly Bands. Manlybands.com is a website you should go to immediately, especially if you're looking for a wedding band. And they're not only for men. There are several styles to choose from for women. And they look super stylish. They're very affordable, super easy to order, exchanges, returns. They come fast. And for our listeners, if you purchase a ring, you can put the promo code TBWPP at checkout for a 15% discount. So please check them out, manlybands.com. Thank you for sponsoring this episode of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. And without further ado, here's Christy and Mia.
Testing, 1, 2, testing. My name is Christy Matthews, and I am recording today's episode without Michelle. She actually has a wedding today. So Mia is 25 years old, and she's my cousin, and we both live here in the Fort Worth area. She has been a bridesmaid 7 times in the last, like, 2-ish years. So today, well, when Michelle and I were talking about wanting to interview somebody, I was like, my cousin's kind of a professional bridesmaid, or she feels like it. So we want to talk to you about, like, what it's like to be a bridesmaid, but also to share with our listeners who are mostly brides, we think, or grooms, if you're out there, grooms listening, about what kind of is awesome about being a bridesmaid and what sucks and what brides can do to make it more fun for everyone. And I thought Mia was perfect because she's young, not married yet, single here in Texas, and is Southern, which I bring up because in the South, these wedding parties can be really big. Yes. And kind of a big deal. So 7 weddings, one of them was your sister's, right?
Yeah.
And that was an obvious choice.
Yeah. I was the only one in the party.
So. Oh, you were? Okay. Yeah. So maid of honor because yeah.
That
was
probably the best one because we just went to like a little thrift store.
Yeah.
To get, like, my maid of honor dress. So that was, like, the cheapest wedding I was in, which was nice. I didn't have, but, I mean, I had to give a speech.
Yeah, and you don't do that at every wedding.
No, only if you're the maid of honor.
So that toast was, like, nerve-wracking. Mia's kind of shy.
Kind
of. Or at least more shy than your sister.
When, yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably shy out of all our family.
Yeah. So who are the, other than your sister, who are these brides that you're, are they like high school friends?
Mostly work friends. The one I'm in next month in July is my best friend in New York. We've been friends since we were babies because our parents were best friends mm-hmm. in high school. And we've just stayed in touch. So she's like, this is like a big wedding. I'm like nervous about this one.
The one coming up
yeah,
in September.
I have to step up my game.
So the brides that you've like been in their weddings here in Texas are from work. And Mia's a bartender at a restaurant. So I was talking to her earlier, it's like kind of like a sorority, because a lot of times when I work with brides down here, they have 10 bridesmaids and they're all sorority sisters. But these brides that you're working with are not your sorority sisters, but it kind of feels like that because you're all in the same group. So are they usually traditional bridal parties? Seven guys, seven girls?
Yeah. Same.
Everyone has been.
Yeah.
You haven't seen any like mixed up men on the women's side or?
No.
Okay. That's really interesting because I think like I'm doing about half my weddings are gay weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And also doing weddings of older brides and grooms, like in their 30s or 40s, it's almost always mixed up and it's not even and there's less people. So what's the most bridesmaids you've been a part of?
Probably the one in September is nine.
Nine. And nine groomsmen too.
Yes.
Is your boyfriend a groomsman?
No.
Have you done any where he was?
No. But whenever you were saying like mixed match, my roommate right now, she is like, all she has is like guy friends. So she's like told them that, no, y'all are going to
be brides men.
Yeah. Y'all are going to be staying up there with me.
Yeah. So you're friends with somebody. They ask you to be a bridesmaid. You go through the whole thing and jump through all the hoops and spend all the money. Are you still friends, as close as friends with all these girls? Like, would they ask you again?
So this is kind of funny. One girl asked me, who I was on a drill team with in high school. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's one from high school. But we hadn't like really like hung out or talked. Like I was surprised when she did ask me.
Like, would you have been surprised if you had been asked to be a guest?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Even then.
Like, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah. So like to be a bridesmaid, I was like, what? I mean, it was a fun wedding.
Did it like reignite your friendship? Like, have you hung out with her since then?
No, we really don't hang out still. So.
See, that's like kind of weird to me, I guess.
No, it is, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about, has any of your friends asked you to be a bridesmaid in a cool way? That's kind of like a trend right now.
I've gotten, like the one from high school, she gave me like a shot glass and it had like a ring pop in it and it said, will you be my bridesmaid?
Yeah.
And the shot glasses are nice. I had like my name on it with a dress and then...
So she did that for every, like, got the same thing for everyone.
And then, both the two weddings I'm in this year, too, they both gave us gift bags with, one had, like, a whole tote that said bridesmaid on it, and then some just had, like, earrings and gifts, so, yeah, it's...
Do you, when you got something like that, is it on the wedding day, or at the bachelorette party, or...
She just had, like, a brunch. And then she gave everyone their gifts. So
like
just...
the same week as the wedding?
No. This is the September wedding. Yeah. So this happened in like, I don't even know, March or something.
Because that would be nice. I mean, if that's like one of the parties you're doing pre-wedding, that would be nice to give your bridesmaid stuff ahead of time that they can use on the day.
Yeah.
Okay. So talking about like financial obligations when you're asked to be a bridesmaid, obviously the dress, which we'll talk about separately because that's a whole thing I think with bridesmaids. What other financial obligations do you feel like if you say yes, these are what you're gonna have to do?
The bachelorette party. I mean, I was just in one last weekend and you have to buy like where you're staying. We rented a house on Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. But you're kind of like, even if you're not paying for the whole thing, you're facilitating finding it, getting the money from
people. You have to That was $150 just to stay there for the weekend, plus all the drinks you're spending that weekend. You have to buy the shirts that everyone had to match and wear.
If you're the main bridesmaid that's dealing with that, do you just buy everything and hope people pay you back?
Well, that's what I just did for Morgan's wedding in July. I'm the maid of honor. So I just bought all the shirts for everyone to wear. Like it said, like the bride says, drunk in love, and all the bridesmaids will wear just drunk.
That's cute.
Yeah, but that was I had to pay for that, and that was $150, and I'm just hoping when I get to New York everyone pays me back.
Because the bride, the idea is if it's like a bachelorette weekend, the bride doesn't really pay for anything.
No.
So whoever's standing next to the bride's gonna be like buying her drinks all night. So that alone could be a couple hundred.
Oh yeah,
easily. And then flights out, you're going back and forth, so that's expensive. But when it's here, and bachelorette party can still run you, what, $200-$400?
Yeah.
So you deal with that. Have you done a bridal, like that brunch, or have you planned anything like a shower?
Well, I did Grace's because I was the maid of honor in hers. She wanted to do like a dinner. Mm-hmm. So I planned the dinner. I had to call and make the reservations. And of course she chose a steakhouse. So, and I bought her meal there. Yeah. So, I mean, that ran up. But she didn't want like, this is Grace's second wedding. So she didn't want like all the.
How old is she?
Yeah, she's 20.
Holy.
34, 20.
Cow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're at one point you were in a wedding when you were 18. How old were you? Like young?
Yeah, because
she was so young.
Well, I wasn't friends with Grace then, but Kat was 19, and I was 19 in Kat's wedding.
See, that's
young.
That's why I mentioned you're Southern, because yeah. Like I have a wedding next month with two brides, and they're both 21, and through the entire planning process, I have been like blown away by them. Because they're so successful and well-adjusted and they're so in love and they've got this great, like, solid relationship. But I cannot stop looking at their baby faces.
Yeah.
Would you say most of the weddings that of your friends here have wedding planners or no? Has anybody had a wedding planner?
Morgan has a wedding planner.
That's the one?
In New York.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think any of the other ones have had wedding planners.
Okay, well, that's a good question then. If there's no wedding planner at the rehearsal... There's an officiant.
Yes.
Is that the person that usually, like,
yeah.
runs the, you stand here?
Yeah, she was, yeah, the one at Grace's wedding. She looked like she was a chicken with her head cut off.
Yeah. Was it a church person?
I'm not sure, because we were kind of at a church. Yeah, it was a chapel, so she might have just worked for
that venue.
Yeah.
But when there's no wedding planner, it's like... This is the order we're going to walk in. So it's kind of the bride telling you guys, too, where you're going to stand, or?
Grace kind of put it all in her mother-in-law's hands.
Oh, okay.
So she just gave her all the control.
So the mom's running it a little mm-hmm. bit. Okay, do 21-year-old groomsmen pay attention?
No. They were all late.
Oh, they're late, maybe drinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's the party has started.
Yeah.
When the whole bridal party is, like, that young and...
Oh, and she was so stressed because we had no idea where, it was like an hour till everything started and they still weren't there. And they were taking pictures before, like, everything, so.
Stress on the wedding day because they weren't there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they were late and not paying attention on the wedding day.
Because we were doing rehearsal on the wedding day. We didn't even do, like, a pre-rehearsal.
Okay.
We didn't have a rehearsal dinner or anything.
Yes. That can be, I can imagine that would be stressful. So you've never had to jump in as a bridesmaid to help, like, facilitate photos or, like, okay, come on, guys, we're doing this now, or would that, like, not be something you would do?
No,
I think you're too shy.
Yeah, I mean, there was pretty much control for all that. Like, there was a photographer there that pretty much told us where to go, and...
Yeah.
No, I really wasn't, like, telling anyone what to do.
Yeah. I wonder if... I mean, the professional bridesmaid that we were talking about mm-hmm. would be, you know, helping pick up the slack, I would guess.
I don't know, you mentioning that, I think that's maybe my calling.
Yeah, maybe. You have to be, like, willing to, like, lead group dances.
I can dance. I'll definitely lead a dance. I mean, if I'm on all these weddings, I might as well get paid for it instead of paying them.
Yeah, they hire you to, like, hold their hand and be their best friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to look her up. I'll put that link on the show notes because that's just I've heard about it several times, so I want to see what it's all about. Okay, so there's expenses, like the bachelorette party, that's a big one. Do you, like, go shopping for the gown with the bride? Or have you done that?
Yes, I did that with all the three ones I've been in this year. So
it's, like, time off.
Yeah, gotta
work. A lot of time.
Yeah.
Do the brides give you, like, dates a couple months out? Like, here's, as a bridesmaid, I need you to be present for me this day, and this day. Is it that way, or is it more like texting a week before?
Yeah, it's like a week.
Okay. Any advice for a bridesmaid going to a bridal shop? Like, are you honest? It's not your dress.
Yeah.
It's her dress. Do you say, like, oh, that does not work?
Well, that's the thing, because I, Heather, the one I'm in September, I loved this, like, Cinderella dress on her. But everyone else liked the lacy dress. But when
like
I was,
a sheath all the way down?
But when I was in the back with her, taking off her dress, helping her, I could just see how excited she was about the Cinderella dress. So I told her, I was like, even though this is my favorite, it's your day. I was like, you choose the dress you want, not which one your mom wants or anyone's opinions. Like, it's your day. This is your day to be a princess. Wear what dress you want to wear.
What'd she pick?
The Cinderella one.
She did? Okay, yes. So you sort of, like, gave her permission to...
Yeah, because I could tell that that's the one she wanted. And, like, that's my dream dress. Like, I want, like, the poofy dress. It's, like, the one day you get to, you know, be a princess.
Okay, so about the dresses for you, your bridesmaid dress, have you worn any of them again?
No. Okay. I laugh when people say,
That's
you can wear it again.
Ridiculous.
You can cut it.
So I'm assuming you have not gotten a black cocktail dress.
No.
What colors have your dresses been?
Purple, pink.
What color pink? Like bubblegum pink or blush, hot pink?
Like a peachy pink. Pink, so
it was like kind of corally.
Yeah,
that was a really big color in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
red,
purple, and then gold.
Gold. Have they all been kind of like obviously bridesmaids dresses, like chiffon-y?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, strapless.
Yeah. Well, this for Morgan's Island, like, kind of goes up to my neck and like goes all the way down to the floor. Like, I would never wear that.
Yeah.
And sparkly, like, that's the gold one.
That's the gold one. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, sequin or just...
Sequin, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All of the girls are in that?
We got to... So she, like, chose the color sequence that she wanted, and then we got to pick, like, the style.
So is there somebody in silver?
It's, like, all, like, gold and blush.
Oh, they are. Okay. Yeah. All shades of that, like, in the champagne kind of realm. Just a quick note on that. The blush trend has been huge for the last couple years. I think big colors are starting to come back in. Like, I think, mark my words, I think primary colors are going to be super cool in the next 2 years. Yellow, blue, and red. I don't wear a lot of those colors in my real life, but I kind of love them in, like, wedding flowers and wedding decor. But on a note about bridesmaids' dresses specifically, whenever I see professional pictures of a wedding and it's all the bridesmaids in blush or champagne, they look white in the pictures. So if that's cool with you, great. It looks like blush in person, but it looks white on camera, which can be something that the bride is not crazy about. Okay, so you've never worn a dress again. Sounds like there's a lot of jewel tones in what you have worn. And you've always bought the dress.
Always, yeah.
So what's, like, the average price?
Probably $180.
And then you have to get it altered?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
So if you had a choice as a bridesmaid, if the bride asked you your opinion about it, would you rather order it or go to a store and be able to try it on ahead of time or do it as a group, or does it matter?
I'd rather go try it on. I need to try them on.
Because the ones when you order them online, even if you are a perfect size 4 and it fits you everywhere, they're usually like 7 inches too long because they expect that everyone will hem them.
Yeah.
Even us tall girls with heels on. I just bought the purple one for Lauren's wedding off Desi Group. And I think I talked about that, but I'll put a link to it on the show notes. And there's a ton of choices and a ton of designers. And the dress is like very good quality. But it was expensive, like over $200. And then I had to get it altered. Not just hemmed, but also, like, taken in certain places. And that was another $150.
Oh.
And I'm never going to wear it again.
No, yeah.
And I don't even think I could give it to... I mean, it's... The person I gave it to, if I was like, oh, you're in a wedding, here's this purple dress, they would have to be exactly my size.
Yeah.
Like, no... There's no room for anything. Has any bride given you... Like, I don't love this look, but maybe it's more cool with the younger crowds where the bridesmaids all do wear matching earrings or matching... necklaces or matching something else?
Not with the bride, but all the bridesmaids had matching jewelry.
They did, yeah. Not with the bride, but the bride told them.
Yeah, so we all had matching jewelry.
Yeah. And then you keep that, you buy that yourself also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that's another expense on that one.
Yeah. It's funny because Grace, the wedding I was in, she was in a wedding like 3 months later, and she came over to my apartment for me to do her hair and makeup. And she had forgotten the earrings that they were all supposed to wear, but I had very similar earrings, and I told her, I was like, in the pictures you're not going to be able to tell.
You're like, I have 12 pairs to choose from that are all very bridal. Plus, you know, bridesmaids, I don't know, with some dresses you might need to buy like Spanx or a special strapless bra that's like low in the front or whatever, and that stuff can be expensive too. Because you've done weddings where there was just you, and then you've done weddings with bigger wedding parties, and you said you liked when it was just you, except for the toast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what is something like, I think the bridal party, if a girl's going to have, you know, 6 or 7 of her friends, like, that should be really fun. Is it?
It is.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It is fun. I mean, especially when everyone gets along. That's nice, too.
Like, getting ready at 6 in the morning, you all have to be at the, that should feel like something you're excited about.
Yeah. That was fun, like, getting ready with everyone and, like, helping each other and just, like, sharing what everyone had.
Was there a hair and makeup person, or were you guys just doing it for each other?
No, we were doing our own.
Okay.
But the 2 weddings I'm in coming up, we had to buy hair and makeup.
Yes. So that is another expense, right? Okay. So what, about 50 to 75 for hair and same for makeup?
Yeah. I think 100? It's like 75 for each hair and makeup.
So that's what I would say is like low to average, mm-hmm. 75 per service per person. But I do suggest that if you're going to make your wedding party pay for it, maybe the bride should pick up the tip at least. I suggest the bride has a lot of extra cash on the wedding day anyway for things like that, but that's always nice. So in general, would you say being a bridesmaid is fun? Or at this point, are you like, I'm okay if I'm never a bridesmaid again?
I'm going to give you the answer I've been telling everyone. I'm going to stop being nice to people so people stop asking me to be in their wedding.
Yeah.
It is fun. Like, I do enjoy it, but just, I've been picking up so many shifts at work because just to pay for all these weddings.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm getting married.
Because it's money in, money out. You're going to make $200 a night bartending, and then you're spending it.
Yeah, giving it.
And do you get the brides a gift?
I mean, for the bridal shower and then for the bachelorette party, like, because they do, like, the whole, like,
lingerie
thing, and so.
And
then I mean, since I'm the maid of honor for Morgan's wedding, I'm decorating, like, the hotel room and bringing, like, snacks and drinks.
And fun and, penis games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot to ask your bridesmaids. Like, it's a lot of, it's an honor to be a bridesmaid, but it's, you're asking your friends to do a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this point, since I've been in 7, I know I'm a good friend, so I don't need, like, to be
confirmed.
You
don't need the validation. Yeah. What if you had a friend, like, a really good friend right now that is not married, and they got engaged and were planning their wedding, and she was like, you know, Mia, I love you so much. I want to have this, like, I want you involved in my wedding, but I just do not think I'm going to have bridesmaids at all. Would you be like, that sounds great?
Yeah, I would. Okay. I would tell her, yes.
Yes, you're
that,
like,
that sounds great.
You don't need them.
Yeah.
We'll all still celebrate you. Okay.
We can still go out and have fun.
As a role now, you're over it.
Yeah.
As a role.
Yeah.
Not that she's not going to do a good job, Morgan, for you. She totally is. But, okay, so if the big question is, well, there's two. One is, what if you were talking to brides, like you're talking to 600 brides right now on the podcast, what advice would you give to them to help make the process, like, just as a bridesmaid? You can be selfish on this one. Like, what would make it awesome for me as a bridesmaid to be your bridesmaid?
So what would I want the bride to do
me? Yeah. Or just do it for the whole wedding party to make it, like, easier and more fun and pay for your dress.
I mean, I already know that, like, we'll have to pay for our dresses and stuff. But, yeah, it would be nice if we didn't have to pay for that. I appreciate it, like, when the brides do give us, like, the cute bridesmaids gifts. So I do think every bride should do that. Like, give...
Yeah, that...
So, I mean...
You think that matters?
Like,
it makes a difference.
I mean, it is nice because, I mean, bridesmaids do so much. And if the bride just, like, gives them a little something, it goes a long way.
A little appreciation.
Yeah.
Okay. And you think the best time to do that is, like, a couple months ahead of time.
Yeah.
Some gathering.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I feel like I've had brides before, and maybe it's an age thing where they don't necessarily have, like, a bachelorette weekend, but they have a girls weekend with their bridesmaids and their other girlfriends or sisters or whoever, that they kind of host. So it's almost like as a thank you for being involved. Like, it's like, I rented a house in Aspen, and
That'd
I want you
nice.
Guys all to come out. Yeah, that would be really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that most 25-year-old brides are, like, financially at that point, but I guess that's what most of this is based on, is, like, you'll do it, you're a nice person, you're a good friend, but you're going to be out $500 to $700 to be a bridesmaid no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were planning your wedding right now, would you have, what would you do? I mean, you're with somebody you might get married to, so you've had to, like, go to all these weddings together, kind of thinking like, one day, I'm sure there's things like we're going to make it a party and that stuff from the guest standpoint, but wedding parties specifically, what would you do?
Well, it's funny because before I was invited to all these weddings, I always said I wanted this big wedding, like I said, the ball gown and 200 guests and stuff like that. But now I'm like, I just want a small wedding, like something small, even though like I feel like now since I've been in all these,
but everybody owes you.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, I feel like, oh, I have to ask all these people now to be my bridesmaids since I was their bridesmaids. Mm-hmm.
You do feel that pressure a little bit. Like,
it's either I'm going to have 2 people or 8.
Yes. Like, yes. That is, yeah. I think a lot of brides deal with that.
Yeah.
Because they don't want anyone to feel
you
left out.
You choose, like, yeah, your sister and best friend, or you choose all your close.
Everyone
yeah.
who you were yeah. a bridesmaid for. Okay, so real quick, I want to run down my list. I said just say yay or nay, and then you can explain if you have a real opinion about something. But so in terms of like things that you have to be involved in or the way that weddings break down for a bridesmaid, yay or nay to bachelorette parties?
Yay.
It sounded like yay.
Yeah, so those are fun.
Yay or nay to everybody getting ready and it being kind of like an all day thing?
Yay. I like everyone being involved and being, I think the bride enjoys it too. Just being around all her best friends. Like this is like the last, kind of the last time she's, you know, with her, all of her best friends, because she's about to marry her new best friend.
Totally, and you can't really tell your friends, like, to show up somewhere at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Any other day.
Yeah, exactly.
But you think as a bridesmaid and these, you're friends with these girls, like, that part of the day, no matter if it's 6 a.m. or not, is really fun.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that, because I think, like, sometimes people, brides, doubt them, like, who can I possibly expect to be there at 7 in the morning and come to this hotel room and do this all day and eat sandwiches? And but you think people are into it.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person at all, but for all the weddings I've been in, I've been up early and we've been all getting ready and it's been fun. I mean, especially like I said, I mean, sir, you feel like it's like the last sleepover or something.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Yeah, so before you have to
good,
give her
good.
Away. Yeah.
So those are a yay.
Yes.
Matching bridesmaid shoes and accessories.
Nay. Yeah, I don't think you need.
You don't need to matchy-match everything.
Yeah.
I don't think so either. Okay, getting introduced into the reception, like by the DJ, you know, groomsmen and bridesmaid walk in together and sometimes they do a little like shimmy.
Yeah.
Do you like that or do you yay or nay on that?
I'll say yay, even though I'm shy. I mean, it is fun to, like, walk out and, yeah, you do, like, a little goofy dance or whatever and then just walk up to the table. But that way you get, again, recognized for being
so
a bridesmaid.
Okay, so it kind of feels like a position of honor when you're introduced.
Mm-hmm.
Yay or nay to the king's table that would seat the bride and groom and just the wedding party? You didn't like being sat.
Yeah, I would say I didn't like being sat away. So,
like in
yeah,
the back.
I yay to that.
Okay,
I did.
But have you done it to where your partner is not sitting next to you for the reception?
See, that's the only bad thing. The last wedding I was in, we were up at the table, and he had to go. He was sitting in the back, so that did suck. But a wedding I did attend just as a guest, they had the couples with the party. I liked that.
Because that's in kind of, it has to be in a very, very long king's table, or it's two-sided.
Yes.
Which is, you know, then you're seating 24 people at one table.
Mm-hmm.
But all your wedding party is there, but you're not separating them. So I also think that's the best of both worlds.
Yes.
Your wedding party gets to be, like, honored up there with you, but they are not separated from their boyfriends or husbands.
Yes.
Yay or nay to a bouquet toss when it's all the single ladies.
Do you like that? Yeah, I think that's part of a wedding. I think, I mean, she's giving away her bouquet because she's found her man and she's passing the torch
on. See, that is such a, like, again, young and southern. I would say more than half the weddings I do, they're not doing that. Okay, yay or nay to, like, choreographed dancing at a wedding?
You know, I haven't been in one yet, but since I am a dancer, I would love to do one.
Oh, yeah,
but
if the whole bridal party
did it?
Yeah,
if everyone was doing it. Yeah. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. I'm totally into that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But I know most people, like, roll their eyes at it, but...
No, like, it's fun. I mean, like I said, I love dancing.
I've not planned a wedding where there was any kind of choreographed dance.
Yeah, I haven't been in one.
Okay, so that I'm going to wrap it up, but I did want to ask you, as somebody who's just been to a lot of weddings, what's your favorite part of a wedding?
The dancing.
when they're the DJ's like, okay, open dancing, everybody out.
Yes.
Okay. That is valid. That wraps it up. And as always, if you have any questions or anything to add to the conversation, please hit us up on Twitter at TBWPpodcast, TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast.com, and TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us. So thanks for listening, and thank you, Mia, for being here.
Thank you.
And I'll see y'all or talk to y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.